Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, it is that time again. It is time for the Kentucky Derby, and it's back bigger and better than ever this year. Ron's Run for the Roses. It's just... It's great to have it going on again. And Barbara Foley put this together in memory of her husband, Ron Foley, and it's at Folly Farm. I don't know how we keep doing this, but Jennifer Loughran is on the line with us this morning because I know that Barbara is still putting her outfit together and working on her hat for this afternoon. So she asked you to pinch hit. Good morning. How are you, Jennifer?
Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for having me on this morning. Yes, and Barbara's got a lot of family with her today, so I'm so happy I could help out and talk with you this morning. So thank you.
Hey, Jennifer, how did you get involved with the organization?
Well, unfortunately, I lost my father from pancreatic cancer in 2006. And shortly after that, I met Barbara, and it was just a serendipitous moment that Barbara was starting up the Ron Foley Foundation. I shared my personal experience with her, and so Barbara and I have been working together for more than 10 years now. So I do this all in memory of my dad, and unfortunately I lost a good friend that I used to work with at Aetna several years ago.
Oh, God bless you. I know I lost one of my dearest friends was Joe Namnoon.
And well,
he was just a dear friend for a long, long time, and you know, when you see somebody as vibrant and full of life as these guys and see something like this, it just takes them down that quickly. And really, I think, you know, this is a great way to carry their spirit on. And I know Joe was always a very colorful guy. And I'm sure your dad must have been. And I hear that Ron was a wild man himself. So
Absolutely. But you're absolutely right. A lot of our friends, donors, supporters, they have had somebody personally touched by this awful disease, and we're here to fight it. We're here to make a difference, so that's what we're all about.
All right, so what do we got going on today? I mean, I need that mental picture. You know, this is radio.
Yep.
So you really got to be able to take us right now to Foley Farm. God, I do Folly Foley. What are the chances of this? Okay, so it's Foley Farm, right?
No, it's Folly Farm.
Oh, Folly Farm. It's Ron Foley at Folly Farm. It's almost like somebody put me up to this. Okay, it's Folly Farm at the base of Avon Mountain. Is it Avon? No, it's Avon. So give us a mental picture of what it looks like today. If I were to go to the event, what does it look like when I get out of my car? Give me an idea of the lay of the land.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of our supporters always remember us about our big white tent, but here in pandemic land, unfortunately, we had to change the style to be sensitive to the environment that we're in right now. So the difference for people that are coming to Ron's Run this year is we have a stage and a big, huge screen, and people are socially distanced parking, like think of a drive-in style approach to the event this year. And so people are almost like tailgating and watching our speakers up on the stage as well as this big, huge screen that we have.
Now, what about food? How are you dealing with the food in a situation like this?
Yeah, so our wonderful friends over at Russell's Russell's Global Cuisine are catering once again for us. So they've got a Southern fare. We have picnic baskets. So everything that Russell and his team are preparing are going to be in these picnic baskets that are delivered to our guests right to their cars.
Now, I know there was very limited as far as the amount of tickets that you folks could sell this year,
right.
But you're always also going to be able to do it virtually today. What about, are there still tickets available at this late hour if people do want to go, or is it all virtual?
No, it's absolutely, they can still join us this afternoon. We welcome them. They can go onto our website, which is ronsrun.org. There's a very distinct button that they can look at, and they can still buy their tickets. We ask if they could do it this morning. It's going to make a lot easier for our staff this morning for any last-minute ticket purchases. But people can also drive up this afternoon. We don't want to turn anybody away.
All right, so now give me an idea as far as cost involved. If I want to be there, and is there a cost involved if I'm going virtual? Can you just explain the pricing?
Yeah, sure. A ticket is $150, both for virtual and for attendance over at Folly Farms today. See, now you have me confused.
and again, this is all for pancreatic cancer, which is wonderful. Now, also on Facebook?
We won't have it streamed live until at post-event, so people can watch it once we get it posted on social media.
No, but can I go to Facebook today and get more information on the whole thing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so many people are doing these things these days.
Now,
you said last year we had to do things a little bit differently because of the COVID. Didn't you do something in the fall or something? Or what took place last year?
We did. So like everybody else last spring, we had to make a decision to cancel our traditional Ron's Run. But because we have such a great volunteer team and creativity, and as things were starting to get a little bit better during the summer, we decided to have an event called Park and Picnic. And so that was on September 12th, and it was fantastic. It was very similar setup as what people are going to see today. So, and we had James Naughton, the Tony Award winner, actor, and director, as our honorary chair for Park and Picnic.
So Park and Picnic. Okay, so that was last fall. Now,
now this
is the Kentucky Derby, and now what are you going to be wearing?
Well, I have my beautiful red hat, and I'm not sure with the weather today whether I'm going to be wearing my full Kentucky outfit because it's going to be a little breezy and cold today, so I think I might have to warm up, but I will have my red Kentucky Derby hat today.
All right, what are some of the guys going to be putting on?
We could see seersucker suits today. We do, you know, tell everybody to feel comfortable in what they're wearing. The ladies will have dresses on. All the ladies are going to have hats on. But people, if they want to attend, they have to feel comfortable whatever they want to wear.
All right, can you? Are there going to be mint juleps flowing, or how is all that? Will you have a bar set up, or what?
Yeah, what's a Kentucky Derby event without mint juleps? So yes, we have those. We have wine and beer, seltzers, obviously non-alcoholic event items for people that don't want to partake in that. But no, we have our signature mint julep being prepared by our volunteers from Plan B Burger Bar out in Simsbury. They've been with us over these years, and they have the mint julep bar this year for us once again.
Love Plan B. So now I get there with my car today, and I'm going to, are they going to be like waiters and waitresses to come to my car to get my my meal or to bring me drinks, or how does that work?
Yep. As soon as you arrive, Steve, you're going to be welcomed by one of our volunteers. It's very easy. They're going to be bringing you over to your specific parking space. So everybody has a designated parking space. You get settled in. You're going to be watching up on the big screen some information about the event, about our sponsors. You're going to relax, get into the spirit of it all, and then your meal's going to be delivered to you. You're welcome to go up to the bar to get your beverages, or we even have volunteers that are going to be delivering them to you.
And what about auction items? Are you still going to be able to do that?
Absolutely. This is one of our best auction years. So we have 7 live auction items. You're going to see trips to Aruba, to Nashville. We have Queenies out in Southington who have donated a cocktail bar for $25 in one of their vans that they use. And we have golf packages like you wouldn't believe. I mean, if you're a golfer, this is the auction for you to look at. And the really cool thing, Steve, is we have our auction tool that we use. You can bid and auction items vote virtually, so the people that are sitting at home watching things can bid from home, as well as the people that are attending on site at Folly Farm.
Well, you know, and I think that's the thing, you know, the fact that you're still able to carry on this spirit. And I just want to say, for people that have had something like this touch your lives, and especially if it's happened recently, it is it's such a great way to really know that you're not alone and make the connection with people out there. And I know that I met a gentleman recently who lives out that way, Jay Creel. And and this is something he's done, different fundraisers. He's in the world of kart racing and automotive things. And we were talking. He says he's in Avon, and he said he was going to be doing something else down the line to benefit pancreatic cancer. I said, wait a minute. Have you met Barbara? He goes, Barbara? I said, yeah, it's going to be right there in Avon. You live in Avon. He goes, oh, you got, next thing you know, I know Jay's going to be out there today, and I'm sure he will be making a colorful approach himself. That's how it is.
Very nice.
But it's always so great, I think, to be able to celebrate that person's life when they've been through something like this. I think that camaraderie is so important, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have met, and I know I'm speaking for Barbara on this, the friends that we have both made based on this unfortunate disease, the friendships have become almost like family members with us right now. And our volunteer, we can't do this without our volunteers. And the volunteer troops are so loyal to help us out. They come back every single year, and they just love it because we're a fun group. So if anybody is interested in volunteering, this is a group of folks that we have a ton of fun together.
Well, if nothing else, you get a chance to go on and find out more. Go to ronsrun.org. You can find out all about the organization if you want to volunteer or if you want to go out there today and just get crazy. Make sure you bring a good camera because these pictures that you get today are perfect for Christmas cards or to blackmail that very special person in your operating room. All right. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And please give our love to Barbara and everybody else out there and have a great day today at the races.
Absolutely. And we'll see you later.